This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I was thinking we could maybe do like, what's your favorite burger in North Dakota today? You know?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Something a little different.
Some light.
Not much going on, so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite dessert?
Talk about?
What's your favorite dessert, right? I mean, we might as well do that. Hi, folks. Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. Obviously, there's not much left of mine, but I hope there is of yours, because we welcome your calls today to find out just exactly what you're thinking.
I have the perfect question for the day today.
What is that?
Here we go.
Kevin Flynn is the question of the day.
Here it is. So, now what?
Okay.
Huh?
I can't stay up all night thinking of that.
I did. That was good, right?
Well, I can't answer that question yet. See, you're going towards, this race is not winnable for Donald Trump. That's what you were doing right there.
I don't think so.
I mean, when you went,
I don't know.
I realize, Kevin, you can be forgiven for thinking that, because when you go to bed, oh yeah, look at the president's leading Wisconsin. Look at the president's leading Michigan. Oh yeah, no, look, we got leads over here. Look at Pennsylvania.
That's,
oh my
pretty
God,
pretty much by night last night.
And then you wake up and you go, oh boy, this is going to be tough for Donald Trump. There is not a real path here. Oh, what happened? I'll tell you what happened. The reason this thing stopped to a grinding halt last night was because a Trump victory was on the way. And Operation Back the Bus Up was deployed. Back the Bus Up. And in the key states, somebody got on the phone, went like this, ring, 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 ring. Hello, engine room. Yeah, say, you see those two doors, the one with the red door there and the Democratic mouse, and the one with the red Republican, rather, blue, a Democrat. Okay, yeah. I need some of those blue votes. Can go behind the blue door and make it, let's see, what's he leading by? He's leading by about 105. Make it 107. You know, we'll keep it interesting.
I am literally praying that that's not happening, but.
How can it not be?
I
don't know if it is, but you know what I want? I'm sorry, folks, but 2020 is not done with us yet. And I don't think we're going to know definitively the outcome of this presidential election until, not days, maybe weeks.
2024?
But a month and some change is not beyond the realm of possibility. And you know what? I want that. I want that because I want to know. I want this thoroughly investigated when you have things that close. Now, it's not implausible that there's a lead and then you have mail-in votes, and the mail-in votes are, you know, 60-40 for Biden and everything. But I just want to know. I want to know. I want to say this, though. We don't know now. We don't know now. Okay? I mean, there's a few things we know, but we don't know the outcome of the presidential race. We don't. We can say fairly that it's definitely flipped to now be trending in Biden's favor. And this god-awful way, hope that's okay for that use of that word, is to, in that sense, because I think he would agree, it's awful. they count.
Isn't that why you pray in the first place?
Yeah. The way they count this thing, that it could happen. Here's what I want you to think about, okay? Just take a deep breath and realize, no matter what CNN or MSNBC or anybody else said, how often have they been wrong? By the way, a little sidebar there, but how often has the media been wrong? Donald Trump had 95% negative news coverage. Charlie Manson didn't have 95% negative news coverage. Everybody under 35.
Well, you know, Fox
isn't
getting a halo on that either. I mean, they've kind of blown a few
terrible
things on this one.
Fox is pathetic. I can't watch it anymore. And the Democrat they have leading their decision desk, you know, who has voted the Democrat and who has donated to Democrats, you know, what he did with Arizona, doing that the way he did it, it's just, It's this thing smells. It just smells. But now, let me come back to this. We don't know. We honestly don't know, and we're not going to know for a while. And 2020 is not done with us yet. Okay? Going to be a little while. I want you to spend 1 minute, please. 1 minute. Looking around you. If you're outside, look at that blue sky. Look at a November 4th. Weather-wise, it's anything but normal, right? I mean, what a blessing for our farmers to have this little reprieve and get some more done. Just look around. If you're home, look in the eyes of your loved ones. Just pause for a second and think, how lucky am I to spend my life with these wonderful people that I love, that you've given me?
Well, they're thinking that about us.
You've got a job. Got a purpose. We got an ag industry that feeds the world. We have energy innovation, oil and gas, and
I'm sure mine's looking into my eyes, going, "Dude's going crazy."
Coal, and you know, our wind friends love the extra bucks in a tough ag year with those leases. I mean, there's just a lot to look around and say, "I love this." The door and the beautiful, beautiful Badlands, western North Dakota. We've just got a lot of things happening. And you know what else? Was it tough to count the votes in North Dakota last night? Did we have a challenging time counting the votes? No. No. Why is that? It wasn't close. It wasn't close. Donald Trump, I think, improved on his number from 4 years ago. He improved on it. And I've heard all kinds of hand-wringing Republicans saying, oh, Trump's numbers, oh, they're way down, oh, COVID is really tough, oh, COVID's really tough. They didn't go down. They're at least even. I think they're up a little bit, though. I got to check that out. Think about that, folks. Think about that. Democratic races were not within a mile. I mean, it's ugly. Just look at the Democratic votes. It's ugly. There's no joy in Mudville there whatsoever. Races they should have won in Fargo, they thought, because of changing things. They didn't win. And Fargo's, becoming the People's Republic of North Dakota. Didn't happen. So, whatever happens, think about this. Whatever happens, we live in a great place. We live in a great, great place. Minnesota 7, you do too. You live in a great, great place. You're defying the odds of the rest of Minnesota. Jason Lewis is a loss if he, in fact, loses. I saw something somewhere where they said there's still a possibility. You know, I think that race has been gone for a while, but maybe you never know. But we know this. Michelle Fischbach won, and she won big against a 20-plus year incumbent in Connell Peterson. Now, Minnesota can't, District 7 can't help it. They've got some challenges down in the Twin Cities, and they do, but I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. Steve Daines pulled it out in Montana. Way to go, Eastern Montana. Fantastic. South Dakota, Kristi Noem. Talked to her last night. Todd, can you pull up the part where she talks about Governor Burgum for us? We should play that.
Yep,
Governor Burgum winning last night, all the statewide races you're going, and again, not close, people are mad at it. It's not very good. Not even close.
Got it.
As I predicted yesterday that it wouldn't be. So, congratulations to Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, and Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, told us she's kind of happy for you, too. This is where you push play.
I'm so proud of him. I mean, Doug's a winner. He always has been. And you know, here's a guy who loves his people. So I'm just so thrilled that North Dakota, again, gave him an opportunity to serve them, because I've never seen a man that just gets up every day happy, wanting to take care of his people. And he will serve you well. Congratulations, Doug. I'm proud to be your friend.
Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, on Governor Burgum's win. So there's that. We could have any number of guests on today to tell you you know, what's happening or what they think is happening until they count votes, effectively, you know, we don't really have anything to tell you. I want to know what's on your mind. I want to know what is on the minds of our fine listeners. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, and our entire team, Chris Larson, our producer here, and Daniel, man in the control room, Leah Baxter doing our social media, follow us on what's on your mind. You know, we get every day inside the doors of the what's on your mind apparatus and say, how can we serve our listeners? How can we give them a voice? That's what we do every single day. And I just want to know what's on your mind. I want to know what you're following, what you think's happening, what's going to happen. You can even answer Kevin's question, now what? Now what? And I'm going to take a stab at now what. We still have the Senate, baby. We still have the Senate. And they screwed up big time in saying that the Democrats increased their margin in the House. Because what is it now? Plus four Republican yep, in the House. Yep. It's still a Democratic majority, but a tighter race, very important. So the show's yours. Larry in Strasburg, you're up next. Give us a call, folks, on what's on your mind.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's Wednesday. That means it's time for Wednesday Wheels. Brought to you by Pucklish, North Dakota's home for Chevy. There you go. Fire up the wheels. Fire up the wheels. That beautiful, beautiful, beautiful star at Bismarck. On the north edge of Bismarck. Great place to stop. Stop and see them. They are just wonderful. Elise and Steve and the whole team there. They're really great folks to work with. And, of course, our friends in Valley City, they're like Santa Claus every Wednesday because they're giving us a great new deal. Steve and the crew there, thank you very much. Time for Wednesday Wheels today in Valley City. He's a 2015 Chevy Tahoe LTZ. There's only 43,000 miles on this. It's 5 years old, and the vehicle only has 43,000 miles. Those are that you want that deal. You want that deal. White, black leather, sunroof DVD, navigation, 20-inch wheels, quad bucket seats, remote start, heated seats, steering wheel, one owner local trade, of course it is. Did they have anything else? Running boards, towing package, and more. $39,995, but today, you walk in there and say, hey, I heard on the radio, they're going to take that $39,995 and say, you know what, let's go $39,000 even. That's right. $1,000 off just for listening to this program. Call them right now, 800-401-4352, or stop it at 721 West Main, Valley City. Online at PucklitzValleyCity.com. Pucklitz.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right. The telephone numbers, 800-228-0550. The text numbers for Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, 701-226-8503. For moi, Scott Hannon, 701-367-2054. You can email us to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or if that's too long to write down, scotth@flagfamily.com. scotth@flagfamily.com. A lot of great texts in, but I'm going to start with the calls and we'll go to Strasburg. A lot of common sense in Strasburg. I know this from first-hand experience. And Larry there is going to share some of it with us. Larry, what's on your mind?
Hey, it's I'm bowling down here today. I'm not originally from Strasburg. But what we've seen last night till this morning has been going on in California for years. The Democrats have been perfecting this. 2 years ago, there's a small enclave of Republican conservative brain thinking in California, and the same thing happened. They went to bed with a huge lead, woke up in the morning, and every one of the people that were conservative and leading when they went to bed were losing and did lose. I really truly believe that if Donald Trump loses this election, that's the last time we'll have a Republican president. These people are so corrupt that it don't take much of a common sense to realize that when you go to bed and dang near every vote that comes in the middle of the night goes against you, there's something wrong. Like I said, they've been practicing this for a long time, and we've been getting little hints of it by their statements they make, you know, leading up to the election. It's pretty disgusting. I don't know why we just don't go back to voter ID and you show up and make your vote unless you have a illness or infirmed or something. Our country is being taken over by the radical left, and it's pathetic.
Larry, appreciate the call. Since you're visiting Strasburg, I'd come home with some sausage. It's just me. But appreciate the thoughts. John, out in the country, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I was listening to you earlier, and you had that quote about all it takes for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And, you know, there's people that have been, like myself, that have been watching this business for well over 50 years. And outside of Ronald Reagan, certainly Donald Trump now, and a few conservative Republicans who have been trying to get the Republican Party to actually stand up and stop some of this stuff, you basically had a party that just said, oh, that's okay, we'll just keep going along with it. And so we've come to this point now. It's a little late to start talking about how they could have been cheating, because they've been cheating for 50 years. So I've got a quote, and I think it's more apropos to the Republican Party, and it's by Winston Churchill. And it says, if you will not fight for right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory is sure, and not too costly. You may come to a moment when you will have to fight with all the odds stacked against you and only a precarious chance of survival. There may even be a worse case. You may have to fight when there is no hope of victory, because it is better to perish than to live as a slave. And my friends, I'm scared that that's exactly where we're at right now.
Well, I can't blame you for thinking what you're thinking. I love the Winston Churchill quote. I'm just a person of hope and optimism, and I do agree with you that Republicans have brought us to this place. Okay? Donald Trump won as the most unconventional candidate ever. Why? Because Republicans never did enough to fight, right? They would not fight. They would not fight. That's why Donald Trump won.
And I absolutely know that.
Yeah, and I believe that Donald Trump is not going to stop fighting. That's why I say 2020 is not done with us yet. I believe that we have a long road to go, and I believe Donald Trump will do everything in his power to make sure anywhere where we can smell the potential of voter fraud, that it be investigated thoroughly, that we get this down. And if in the end he doesn't succeed, at least give us a roadmap on how we vote and how we vote in the future, and polling and how the media covers people. He has unearthed so much crap.
I know, he has. And if he loses this election, it's all going to be covered up. All the people that did all the things, that, including Joe Biden with his corruption, is going to be covered up. And I can tell you this, just like Mark Levin said, there isn't going to be a roadmap anymore. We are going to be living in a tyranny, not a republic. They are going to tear up the Constitution of the United States, and that will be that. That's what we were looking at in this election. And, you know, you talk about Trump getting, you know, he got elected because of Republicans. And then what happened 2 years later? First of all, the Republican Party stood around for 8 years. They told us they were going to do something about Obamacare, but they couldn't do it because they only had one half of one third of the government, the Senate, didn't have the president. And when they got them all, then we had, and
you know why? I know this is an excuse, but you know why they didn't do Obamacare first? They did the, you know, Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan, who was Speaker of the House at the time, the president deferred to Paul Ryan, the Republican, and up there, you tell me. And, you know, you're right. That's why they lost what they lost, and we lost all that time. No doubt about it. John, great call. Really great call. Call again. More for this.
Zero premium. That's right. Medicare plans available now with zero premium, plus vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursements at no extra cost, and free Silver Sneaker gym memberships, all at $0 premium. Most health care providers in-network. Plans cover you anywhere in the U.S., all at $0 premium. A local licensed Medicare broker is ready to help you pick the perfect plan. Call today for a free no-obligation review. Call 877-792-0958. 877-792-0958. Sponsored by Sunderland Group.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The presidential election is still close to call at this hour. Numerous states continue to count votes, and these states will determine if President Trump gets another 4 years or if the Bidens move into the White House. The deciding states are Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, North Carolina, and Georgia. Although it's still unofficial, it looks like the Senate and House of Representatives will continue holding the same powers they had before the election. Some of the state measures that passed Tuesday, Oregon passed legalizing magic mushrooms for medical purposes. District of Columbia essentially dropped the hallucinogenic to the lowest level of police priorities. Voters in New Jersey, Arizona, and South Dakota passed measures to legalize recreational marijuana. Florida voted in a minimum wage of $15 an hour by 2026. And Mississippi voters approved a new flag for the state featuring a magnolia flower with the statement, "In God We Trust." USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Being able to set aside that am I hearing something? I'm beyond being too I can't not think about innocent life. I mean, there are so many things. That last caller was beautiful. You can hear the emotion in his voice. Texters saying, wow. You can hear that he's emotional. How can you not be when you love this country? You know, and we could stack up all these reasons why we're concerned about what happens. I'll never, ever, ever put anything above innocent life. Unborn children. These elections matter. Joe Biden, just by his personal life, never mind his personal religious experience, just by his professional life, is incapable, unworthy of being called a Catholic. Now, a lot of Catholic politicians know this. Heidi Heitkamp was in that position. She was Catholic. She was pro-choice. She kind of kept her head down about it all, right? She'd occasionally say, I'm Catholic, but nowhere near what Biden did. Biden ran ads in Kamala Harris. They're running ads in Catholic media. In Catholic media! Saying, and trust me, if you're listening to Catholic media, you're a church going in the pews, you know, faithful Catholic. This is how they try and deceive people. It's just, and I can't stop thinking about the consequences of every single vote in that regard. So, that's off my chest. Now I can tell you that Swedish meatballs are never bad, right? I mean, a bad Swedish meatball is better than, you know, like the worst hamburger ever,
yeah.
Right? I mean,
it's
just so good. And our friends at PetroServe USA want you to come in today because besides the cookies, the best ever, besides the caramel rolls, besides... you know, popcorn, actually. I'm a big popcorn fan. I mean, I go to PetroServe USA for popcorn. But besides all that, today, on special, you're talking about Swedish meatballs. Valley City location, exit 292 off I-94. They have lasagna as well. West Fargo, West Main Avenue, west, all the way west on West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Swedish meatballs. Today, tater tot hot dish, I-29 and 12th Avenue North. That's what I'm talking about. Chef's choice today in Harwood. So stop in there and find out what you get. It'll be good. It'll be home cooking. It'll be grab-and-go convenience at PetroServe USA. All right, back to your calls at 800-228-0550. I'm going to err on the side of saying less, not more, with any of your comments. I want you just to go, get it off your chest, and we'll just keep rolling, hearing from as many of you as possible of what we're at. Officially, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, North Carolina, Georgia, still too early to call. When you went to sleep last night, there were sizable leads for the president, really, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania. North Carolina, I can't remember how much the lead is there, but and overnight that has shrunk to the point where people see this trending Joe Biden's way by these votes as they come in. That's what they're saying right now. 54.3% of the vote right now for Trump in Pennsylvania to 44. He leads by 10 points. Haven't counted the votes. Haven't finished counting. Okay, let's go to the calls. 800-228-0550. Roger is in Fargo. Roger, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, everyone. Well, a couple things I'd like to get off my chest. One is it's so disturbing that supporting a candidate who supports hatred and violence is automatically a loser. It's not disqualified. And the really disappointing thing is how many people, 69 million, whatever it is, just sold out their kids and their grandkids' future because of the hatred of one person. It's just so disturbing. Because what people got to think and remember, and I hope people prepare for it now, is 20 years from now, these are the good old days. And that's just terrifying to me, you know? That's all I got to say. Thanks.
Thank you, Roger. Matt in Fargo. Tell us what's on your mind, Matt.
In the last two callers, what I'd say to everybody, you know, psychologists call it catastrophizing and taking something and making it into something far, far worse. And it leads to anxiety and depression. So I would beg people to not do it. The same system that we have today is the same system that elected President Trump narrowly 4 years ago. So it's close. It's going to be close. If there's a fight to be had, I would say this, and this is why we don't understand each other very much on both sides. Social media creates a distinct and different reality for each and every one of us every day. When I open up Facebook or Twitter, or you name it, the algorithms at play show me something totally different than it shows you, Scott, that it shows every single person. So when we say, well, I've never seen that, I've never heard of that. Well, that's because that's true, because you're not being shown the exact same thing that any other American is being shown, and people are living that for hours a day, literally hours a day. So if there's a battle to be had, it's them. It's breaking their hold, because they're a portal to every bit of information in the world. And they are unelected and unaccountable. So if we want to point our ire at something, it's not the voting now. That's not the voting part of it is not something we can bluff. You know, if there's fraud, if there's cheating, I still don't know what exactly the president is going to take to the Supreme Court. We said that early this morning. I haven't seen a specific example. If there are, we're not going to be able to bluff it. If you see it, prosecute it. That's fine. But there's no incentive to sit on fraudulent votes till there's more scrutiny, not less. You count those earlier in the night because you're going to need them anyway. It makes no sense. So if there's fraud, prosecuted. But otherwise,
I got to beg to differ with you on that point, Matt. I think you're making some important points for sure.
Why would you sit on them until there's more scrutiny?
Well, I mean, look at Minnesota, Norm Coleman's race against Al Franken, right? It was, you know, close enough that somebody could ask for a recount. They did, and they find, 400 votes in a trunk when it was, when it was full.
Okay.
So, I mean,
a recount later on, that makes sense. That makes sense. This is on election day. And in places where they're actually live streaming the count. So this isn't a week later and they find some in a trunk.
If I had a week, Matt, right now, I could take the entire week with examples of all Donald Trump has been, I'm sorry for my French here, screwed. Screwed and tattooed. The FISA court was used. The court that says, hey, we got a foreign terrorist with a threat to the United States and they're over plotting in the Sudan. They conspired. And the FBI conspired. And the intelligence community conspired against Donald Trump. So as much as I'd love to believe you, I don't have as much trust as you do that they're legit.
The burden's on me, though. The burden's on them to show that there was actual...
I agree. Absolutely. Couldn't agree anymore. That's why I think that I guarantee you the Trump legal machine is cranking up, and they're waiting to see what's happened, but they're ready to pounce. I mean, all good points, Matt. Appreciate the call very much. Pennsylvania officials are giving an update on the count there. Should we dip into that just real shortly here? One thing I'll tell you, there's 1 million votes yet to be counted in Pennsylvania, but Donald Trump leads by 500,000 votes. What the heck? You know, so again, they're all going to break. You know, they're going to go the other way. They're going to swing the other way. It just seems a little odd that that's the case. But see what she's telling us. Secretary of State.
Counties are already approaching 50% done. So I urge everybody to remain patient. As Governor Wolf said, we are going to accurately count every single ballot. The vote count, as I've said many times, is never done on the day of election night. The counties are doing this accurately and then accurately as quickly as they possibly can.
I've heard enough of the excuses. Election coverage continues, folks. Day after the election day, and it's not over yet. On What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Leon in Fargo. Leon, tell me what's going through your noodle right now.
Well, two calls. Caller John and the very last call. I'll take the last call first. I agree with many of that guy's points, but I disagree on this crucial one. He says the very same process that got Donald Trump elected is the same process that was used last night. And I disagree vehemently with that. We have seen massive changes in that process, including the using of COVID-19, the Wu flu, to massively mail out ballots to people that did not request them in order to boost Democrat voter participation. Now, I am of the mind that voting is a sacred responsibility that you need to take 100% seriously, meaning you get up, you stand in a line, you research all of the positions, and then you vote accordingly. And that's the way we get the best government that we can possibly get. Involved voters who have who have skin in the game and the responsibility in their heart to get out there and actually do what needs to be done. What happened this time, though, is people that would have never voted were getting mailed ballots. And then they'd have these little sessions where they would all fill out their ballots the same. I've even seen some reports of pre-filled out ballots. So I don't believe the system is the same. The way we ingest our media, I agree, that is nefarious. The fact that, like you said, 98% of news media was anti-Trump, and almost 100% of the social media going so far as to censor a sitting president, something that has never been done for any other dictator, president, or administrator of any country except for this president, that is unprecedented. Now, I want to go to John's point. I empathize with that dude.
Leon, before you break down John's call, we're going to a break. I want to give you time to do it. So hold tight, if you will. Behind Leon is Jerry and Moorhead, Jeff and Jamestown, Seth and Belfield. I'm also seeing Jason Miller from the Trump campaign says they believe Donald Trump's going to win Arizona. Remind you, that was called for Biden early in the evening by Fox. And summary here, Trump campaign argues they'll win Pennsylvania by 40,000 votes, Arizona by 30,000 votes. Bottom line, they're saying loud, Trump will win.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Back to the phones. Here's Luke from Red Trenchless in Bismarck. Hey, Luke, how do folks know that a sewer or water line might be going bad?
Hey, that's a good question. So a lot of times you can tell if your sewer line is going bad. Your toilets, you know, you'll get a funny smell coming out of there. Your septic tank may be backed up. And that's one key factor in that. Water line, you might lose pressure. You might not have the pressure you used to have. And that's where we come in. We can inspect it, see what's going on down there, and find a solution for it.
Inspect it, then repair or replace before you spend the big bucks.
That's right. Pretty painless to do. You won't have subsurface damage like you would if you were going to come in there and dig up your driveway, dig up your grass, rip up your sprinklers, your private underground utilities. Basically, you dig two holes, one at the start, one at the exit. You know, all the stuff in between there, you won't even tell we were there.
Find out more at reddrilling.com with two Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404, 204-0404.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This will make it better. No matter what happens, this will make it better. Putting your head on a MyPillow at night when you head to sleep. Yeah, well, just think about that. I managed to take a 2.5-hour nap last night myself, and, you know, that's really not enough sleep. With MyPillow, I get up and I say, wow, I got enough to go. Let's go. Let's do this. Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow have done some incredible things. You think about the work they did, Mike did and his team did in this election. It's just amazing. He's in Washington, D.C. right now, part of a big prayer network. Still, Heard from Michelle Bachman earlier. They're still praying. Every hour. Nonstop. But they've been doing it for 30 days. Goes there. I don't know about you, but that says to me, I want to buy my Christmas presents from a guy like that. I want to reward that kind of corporate behavior that is so bold for the president, shares our values. Some incredible deals right now. Incredible deals at MyPillow.com. 2-for-1s like crazy. Check the election special may still be going. It was yesterday, 66% off. Who knows? We're going to extend that today. I'll call Mike. I'll ask him. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Back to Leon and Fargo, the owner of the trademark WooFlu. Leon and Fargo, you do have the trademark for that, don't you? I hope you do. You wanted to talk about the caller, John. Caller John was the one who quoted Churchill and talking about tough times ahead as a result of this election. Go ahead and respond to that.
All right. And my community, the African-American community, we have a saying. It's called keeping it real. So can I keep it real with you guys, Scott?
Well, please. Yeah, you call it the WooFlu. That's keeping it real. That's where it came from. So, yeah, go ahead. Keep it real.
All right. And I'm going to talk directly to John. John, I feel your pain, man. I do. But I am optimistic. Trump is a fighter. Believe you me, he is not going down without a massive, massive fight. Two, if he does lose, and I'm knocking on wood, I'm knocking on my forehead right now, it is not the end of the world. God gave us this guy because we had years and years of milquetoast Republicans. So if Biden and the Democrats take over, Trump has been sent here to put a bulwark in place that they will not erode our freedoms to the nub. I mean, you got to remember, 200 circuit court appointments, 3 Supreme Court appointments. He actually gave Lindsey Graham giblets. Lindsey Graham now has the giblets that he lacked prior to Donald Trump.
Kevin, could you get the dictionary for giblets for me? Yeah, if you would. All right, that'd be good. Anyway, sorry, man. Keep going.
Definition or Leon's?
Yeah.
That's an off-air conversation. But what I am saying to John and to all the folks that feel like they're walking through a fog, hope is not lost. Hope is absolutely not lost. We actually have a warrior in place because of Donald Trump to stand up and be a voice for the voiceless in Amy Coney Barrett. Think about that. Think about the profundity of that one thing that Donald Trump did for us. I believe he is what we needed. Win, lose, or draw this time around, we are in a much better position to fight right now than we were pre-Donald Trump. I say, win, lose, or draw, sometime this month, we get like 4 or 5 big cities like Valley City, Fargo, Moorhead. We come together, Grand Forks, we come together at one central location and have one huge either Trump congratulations parade or a Trump thank you parade. That's what I want to propose. And then we, after that parade, we tuck our chins and we fight on because Donald Trump has shown us the way. And this is from a guy who did not vote for Donald Trump last time around, who wrote in Ted Cruz. That's where I'm at today. And I am so thankful that we had that warrior in that White House at that time. And I hope he wins. I hope we have 4 more years. But if not, hey, man, we fight on and he has shown us the way.
Very good points, Leon. I mean, amazing as usual. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. Jerry and Moorhead, give you a chance to quickly. And by the way, the firewall is the Senate. The Republicans have held the Senate. I mean, there is a huge, huge firewall on any Biden Kamala nonsense right there. Absolutely. Jerry and Moorhead, go ahead.
Well, a couple things. First, I couldn't agree more with you on the MyPillow. Second, isn't it ironic that the census for 2020 was called off because of COVID? Well, I remember filling that out sometime this last spring when there was still snow on the ground, but yet we won't know for officially what the census is for 2020 until they resume it somewhere. But you look at the numbers on the signs when they come into town, how many, what's the population of our city? Compare that to the number of in our high schools, and then compare that to the number of ballots cast, and let's see how closely we come to an actual number.
Jerry, appreciate the call. Appreciate the call very much. Up against the clock, Tim and Vergas when we come back. Seth out in Belfield, you're after that. And more of your calls welcome at 800-228-0550. Election coverage
continues. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. HATandSons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.